You know, they obviously played 60 minutes better than we did. We're well prepared and did a lot of good things today. And you know, until we start to play smart football, tough football, coach well, and do it for four quarters, you know, we're going to struggle. And right now, that's where we're at. Well, I think it's tough. You know, anytime a backup quarterback has to go in there, you know, he obviously doesn't get the same number of reps and the same amount of work as the starter. But this certainly wasn't about Chris Sims. I mean, we didn't do much in the second half nearly as well as we did in the first half. And you know, that wasn't just about the quarterback. That was, you know, we didn't necessarily block him as well. We didn't run as well. We didn't tackle as well. We didn't play blocks as well. So there were a lot of things that we just failed to do effectively enough to win the game the second half. And you know, Chris is you know, he accepts the role that he's in, and he's got to go in there and perform, and we expect him to go do that. You know, and if he has to play next week, that's what we'll expect of him too.
What is Kyle's situation?
Don't know. You know, it's a, you know, some part of his lower leg. I'm not exactly sure. They're gonna check it out now after the game.
At this level, three losses in a row.
Mm-hmm. I think you always, I mean, you know, you want to feel good, and right now none of us do. None of us feel good. None of us have felt well for, you know, the last 3 weeks, and we've got to. But the answer to that and the remedy is to go back to work and actually play and coach smart and play physical and be tough and stay mentally tough and stay together as a team and come out there and play well for four quarters against another good football team next week. I mean, you know, there's good teams week after week after week, and you can't spend time feeling sorry for yourself, you know, and whether or not you lack confidence here or there because you're on a losing streak or have had a bad, you know, whatever it may be, stretch, you've got to continue to fight. You know, there's 16 games in the season, and we've got a long way to go.
From what you said, it's far more than changing.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't get off the field on defense on third down. We struggled to stop the running game, you know, pretty much for the whole game. You know, didn't do as much nearly as effectively as we did in the first half offensively. You know, and then anytime you turn the ball over, they, you know, it can come back to hurt you, you know. So, you know, we got to play better, and we got to do it on a consistent basis. But right now, we're struggling to do that for four quarters.
Josh Kyle came out at the start of the second half and threw a couple balls on. Did you expect him to be able to go? What was
it? It was up in the air at that point.
He just told you he couldn't go.
Yeah.
Looking at it definitively,
you know, I mean, I thought we ran the ball effectively. I mean, I thought we had the right idea of what to try to do, and the guys did a decent job. I mean, I don't know what the numbers were, but I think Noshon ran the ball effectively, you know, at least, you know, in terms of statistics. But, you know, pressure, I thought we did a good job in the first half of keeping them out of the pocket. In the second half, I think we got caught up in more third and long situations and really got, you know, trying to hold the ball and you know, let some people get down the field to get the first down depth, and we allowed some pressure. So I don't know. I won't be able to say, but I didn't really notice Haynesworth, you know, being an enormous factor in the game. I mean, he's going to be a factor no matter when he plays or what you do to him, but I didn't think it was such a disruption that we just couldn't function. And you know, I think the guys played hard and played well together, you know, for a time, and then it kind of dropped off after that.
Do you have any concern people are seem to be going at the middle of your
defense? I mean, I'm always concerned if we're having trouble stopping a run, and you know, right now we are, and we've got to do a good job of, you know, and anytime you're struggling in that phase, you have to go back to fundamentals and basics and say, you know, I got to do my job, and I got to count on everybody else to do theirs, and until we do that, you know, jumping around blocks and trying to make a play, you know, if we got 11 guys out there on the field doing that, you know, we're not going to have much success, you know, because we're going to open holes and all the rest of it. So we've got to get back to playing fundamental football and sound defense, and that's where we were at the beginning of the year, and that's where we got to go back to. Yeah, just a decision, and you know, went from there, and he, you know, he was running it good and just left him in the game.
So if you've already addressed that, on the fake field goal, were you surprised that they went to the fake after the timeout and after
I'm not. I don't know if I'm surprised about it. I mean, you know, they came up with something they obviously felt really good about, something we'd never seen. But we were not in a rush. You know, we were trying to play safe, and you know, we thought it might be a pooch. We thought it might, you know, be something other than a kick. You know, and we defended some of them well, and obviously I think it was Sellers that got out the back door, and you know, and didn't have anybody on him. So you know, something to learn from. Obviously, a big play in the game. You know, at that point, I think we came back from that and took the lead. But you know, we got to stay on our toes, and we'll learn from it.
Two more questions. Josh, it looked like another situation where a team would go to a three receiver set, get you into the nickel,
and run the ball. Yeah. You know, they. The thing about that is when we go to our nickel, I mean, our three defensive linemen that are in the game and the base defense are still in there, you know. So whether it's base or nickel or whatever it may be, we've got to do a better job of just playing our, you know, our responsibility and protecting our gap or doing whatever the defense asks us to do and not giving up the line of scrimmage the way we did. I mean, anytime you give up 150-some yards rushing, it's going to be hard for you to get off the field. And they were in a lot of third and shorts, I think, during the course of the game. And I think that was really, you know, predicated on the fact that they could run the ball. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a. I mean, as a dime, that's what our dime. I mean, we only got four corners, so you know, when we go to dime, then he's certainly going to be out there. And I think he held his own today. I don't think he, you know, he may have gave up a play or two here or there. But yeah, I mean, we have confidence in him, and when that situation presents itself, we're going to put him on the field.